You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So your boys in the morning are ready to jump into No Filter Friday. And we have a couple of lines that opened up. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Tiffany was the first person to get through today. Tiffany, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
What are you doing this weekend? Something fun, I hope? Anything big?
Oh, no. I'm working.
Oh, barf town.
Tiff.
It kind of is.
What do you do, Tiff?
I'm primarily a stay-at-home mom, but I still go in and pick up a shift or two once a week as a nurse at a skilled rehab center. So I picked up this weekend.
That's great. Thank you for that.
Well, the money will come in handy, too, though, right?
So. Sure will.
And yes, that is a big part of it.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I have a question for you guys because it's kind of come up in my own household. I was wondering if either of your wives have come to you saying, hey, there's this show that is so amazing, and you know it is already like kind of a chick show. Mm-hmm. You have no interest in watching it, but yep. You kind of get dragged into it. You watch it, and you end up really liking it after all is said and done.
The answer is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yes. It's funny because actually my husband is the one who got me into that one.
It is such a charming show, and I dug my heels in when Nicole wanted to watch it. She's like, it's so cute. It's fun. And she even started it over with me, and mm-hmm. I love, love, love that show. Mrs. Maisel is just so charming, isn't she, Tiffany?
She is. Well, on that note, has Nicole talked you into watching Bridgerton yet?
No, so she just finished that. She just wrapped it up. It was her little treadmill show that she'd watch for an hour a day while mm-hmm. she was working out. And she actually came to me when she started watching that. She was raving about it, talking about how good it is. And she actually looked me in the eye and said, it's not for you, though. So I didn't get sucked into that one.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Dom?
Okay.
Well, Gretchen did the same thing with me with Mrs. Maisel. Okay. And I had watched like the first episode a couple of years ago, and I thought, that's not for me. It's a chick show. But then later, she had me sit down and I tried it again, mostly also because Jeremy was raving about it.
It's so good.
And I decided I really liked it for a while. My only problem with that show is that after a couple of seasons or whatever, maybe three, I can't remember what, they got very much wrapped up in, gee, aren't we a beautiful show? The way the sets are done and the costumes. And now we're going to spend half a dozen needless, pointless episodes in Paris so we can just show off the look of this set. And so the
I'm with
story,
you on the Paris episodes.
The story disappeared.
Paris is rough.
Yeah, but once you get through it.
They sacrificed story for the look and the atmosphere of the mm-hmm. show. And after a while, I was like, come on, get back to the cool story. After a while, Mrs. Maisel wasn't even in it that much. It was all these other characters.
Yeah.
Joel and everybody.
It's not for him, mm-hmm. Tiffany. It's not for him.
It was. I'll tell you to answer
so
your
much
question.
Better again after Paris.
Well,
we're not talking
him
into it. We're not going to do it.
I'm done with it. I gave it a lot. But I'll tell you what, for my wife, she is huge on true crime. I mean, the podcast, mm-hmm. the documentaries and everything. And the other day, she talked me into this one that I'm now recommending to everybody. It's called Murder Among the Mormons. And it's set in the mid-80s. True story. Of these bombings that took place in Salt Lake City, and it was all about hiding documents and these ancient, 150-year-old documents that had surfaced and what they mm-hmm. said and how they might challenge the Mormon belief, and then people ended up getting murdered for it. And I'm going to tell you,
but
Tiffany,
how's the costume design?
Right. Paris, Salt Lake City, you decide which one's more glamorous.
That is fascinating. Huh. Murder
it
Among
really
the Mormons.
Is it.
Where
it's on,
can
it's
I find
on
it?
Netflix. It's a Netflix show. Murder Among the Mormons. Okay. It's only three episodes, so it doesn't take a whole lot of your life. But you'll just be
fascinating.
You'll be intrigued by some of the questions, and it's not even the murders, it's the other stuff. That's really cool.
Well, right. You're funny because you're talking to a Mormon, and I'm not aware of this little series. So
really?
I'm
really
interested.
Check it out.
See,
I'm totally intrigued.
My wife was raised Mormon, but left after like 18 years or whatever.
Okay.
She is.
So you guys all share that background anyway. So I'm
she's a former Mormon, so that's why it's really fascinating to her.
Tiffany, are you trying to get your husband to watch something? Is that why you called us about
this? Bridgerton came up, and I was like, I'm so into it. I don't know if I can catch him into it, but I've talked him into like Gilmore Girls and Grey's Anatomy.
Hey, Nick Nack made me watch all the Twilight movies. Barf Town.
Nobody makes you watch the Twilight movies, buddy.
It was early on, you know, and I was just doing it for her.
All you have to say is, I'm not watching it. Watch it on your own.
Tiffany, why are you making him watch Bridgerton with you? Isn't that just some nice alone time? Then you can chat with your girlfriends about it and get onto all the Facebook groups and talk about that Duke or whatever he is, the good-looking guy. Don't you just want that for yourself?
Sure, but part of the fun is the sexy bits, and I want to get the hubby in on this and to realize, hey, a chick show can also be a little scandalous and intriguing.
Like, the sexy bits. Are you trying to rekindle a little magic in your relationship? Is that what I'm hearing?
We are very well kindled, I'll have you know. But, you know, always.
I've heard about these Mormons.
We're well kindled. Oh, that is great. What a line.
You're constantly kindling.
Have you ever thought that maybe he's putting on an act and he really enjoys these shows?
Mm.
And he's like, oh, no, don't make me watch Bridgerton.
No.
Deep down inside, he's like, get to the sexy bits.
He always enjoys it after we watch it, but he always bites me at the beginning where he's like, no, I can't imagine I'll be into it. And then he always comes around.
What if my buddies found out?
Oh, that's funny. Tiffany, I find you completely charming. Go watch that Murder Among the Mormons and call us next week and tell me what you thought, okay?
All right, we'll discuss again.
Okay, all right, Tiffany, thanks for the call. Have a fun weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Who's next? Who's been holding the longest? Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Jamie. What's going on?
Oh, I just was curious if you guys had any advice. It looks like my son, who's a little bit older, is going to be going off to school in August with our youngest daughter. They're kind of going to simultaneously be leaving now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out what to do because my husband has been very concerned that all of my attention is now going to be on him and he doesn't want all of it. So I need to find I know.
Did you hear the last kindling call?
Well, I think it might be a little much. So I'm thinking I need to start branching out and trying some new things. And it's obviously been hard with COVID this last year, things not being available. But I'm hoping by maybe summer or, you know, close to fall, things might start being more available.
So what are you asking then? If you want like activities for you and your husband?
Just stuff for me, I guess.
Just
to do.
You.
Branch myself out. Just something new, different. What would you guys want to learn?
What are your thoughts on pickleball?
I have no idea what that is.
Look it up.
Apparently, it's all the rage right now.
And it's a fun outdoor activity.
It's like
I mean, it can be
played
indoor,
tennis slash ping pong slash badminton.
It's almost like tennis with
a smaller
racket.
Paddle.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to do that.
Do you feel artsy?
Yeah, I am definitely creative.
Oh, well, I think that's the big one. But see, your husband might regret, you know, the whole thing about spending too much time with you because you can get into some sort of artsy, craftsy kind of thing, and your husband will never see you again. So.
That's true.
Totally. Mm-hmm. What is this deal that you guys are trying to stay separated, though? That it's... I don't quite understand what's going on here, that you don't want to spend time with him, or does he not want to spend time with you? Or
is he just all over you all the time?
Is that it? Is he a Randy hubby?
Paws off you? What's the deal?
No, I mean, not like excessively or anything. I think it's more the emotional, you know, like when you're raising children and you're super invested in their sports and guidance and all this stuff. And it, you know, now it's suddenly like, that's not going to be there. So I think he's worried that I'm going to be like focusing on him. Like,
gotcha. You're kind of getting out of mom mode a little bit and
yes,
focusing more
I need
on
to
you.
Get out of mom mode into something
gotcha,
else.
Gotcha.
Phase.
Well,
I tell you what, when the very first day that both kids are gone, the very next day, I want you to hand your husband in the morning a little baggie of Cheerios and just
just for old time's sake. Yeah.
You know, say we're going for a ride here.
Here's some snacks.
Well, listen,
I you have
say
to go to the bathroom.
If it's not pickleball, then look into just some sort of artsy craftsy stuff, and believe me, you'll be
sure.
Thrilled.
There's all sorts of groups on Facebook and Pinterest and all that.
Really cool.
You know, you'll find something.
Yeah.
And call us back.
I was thinking about doing like ballroom dancing, but he was a little bit.
No, but see, you need a partner for that.
I know, and he was like, "I don't know if I want to do it." I'm like, "But it would be fun." Like, so I got to find something that helps.
No, it would not be fun. No,
been there. You're talking to two guys who have been there.
No,
don't
do that.
No.
Okay.
Eliminate any sort of dancing at all.
Besides, your husband's worried about you guys being together too much ballroom dancing. You'd have to take him.
Well, no, I know. I'm trying to think of something that we could do maybe together, though, that he would actually not hate.
I'm starting to see where your husband is coming from, because you won't even consider doing anything without him.
No, I'll totally do it without him. I just don't want to, you know, to get too separated like you guys are saying.
Yeah,
well we're not telling you to go on a singles cruise. I mean, just go go to a wine tasting by yourself.
Right.
Oh, listen, call us back when you make a decision, because we're going to want to know how that's turning out. Will you please do that?
Yes, I'll let you know what I find.
All right, good
Jamie,
luck.
Jamie, we love you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.